RadioSaintPete.com.
Here's RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews American Ultra, now playing in area theaters.
Give a hand to the CIA. These guys just cannot catch a break in Hollywood. Sure, they came off all right in Argo, but for every one of those, there is a Bourne Identity, a Good Shepherd, a Salt, and even a Burn After Reading. Sometimes, CIA agents are bumbling fools. Sometimes, they're duplicitous and evil. In American Ultra, the CIA is clustered with bureaucratic one-uppers who delight in pointing out who sits where on the org chart. They also forget their mission is foreign intelligence. American Ultra shows a ham-handed CIA operation targeting an American citizen on American soil, a major no-no. I've seen sleeper agents before, and solitude interrupted by extreme violence before. But American Ultra takes a Pineapple Express marker to the whole thing and creates a mildly entertaining yarn about a nobody who suddenly realizes he just may be somebody. Mike Howell, played by Jesse Eisenberg, lives the life of an aged hippie while still in what appears to be his 20s. He runs the local cash and carry in Lyman, West Virginia, a town so out of the way it does not even look like it's a single exit off a backroad highway, let alone an interstate. Mike enjoys the more than occasional herbal indulgence, draws amusing comic book scenarios in his sketchbook, and feels like the luckiest guy on earth because he gets to come home every day to Phoebe, played by Kristen Stewart. Mike and Phoebe's routine grows even a bit too stale for them, and they save for a Hawaiian getaway. Mike's panic attacks prevent them from leaving because, for some reason, Mike is psychologically prevented from leaving town. Crestfallen Phoebe scares the hell out of Mike because what if she finally decides to do what is best for her sanity and take off? Watching the first 15 minutes or so of Mike and Phoebe's small but comfortable little life sets the audience up for a relationship drama, a will-they-or-won't-they-make-it-together indie film. Well, the zoom over to CIA headquarters and the head-scratching reasons behind why Mike becomes the target of government assassins shatters our domestic tranquility. CIA bad guy Adrian Yates, played by Topher Grace, considers Mike a security risk and orders his demise. Mike's savior is another CIA veteran who has personal reasons to try and keep him alive. This is Victoria Lassiter, played by Connie Britton. Victoria says some words to Mike, who thinks she is quoting song lyrics, but something inside Mike's brain wakes up. When some shady characters threaten Mike, he kills them, one guy with a spoon, before he realizes what he just did. WTF. Mike is a stoner. He enjoys listening to his LPs, drawing his space monkey character, and cuddling with his girlfriend. He knows nothing about killing a guy with a spoon. But apparently there's a lot about himself Mike doesn't know. Soon enough, Mike is in the police station, engages in another obliterating firefight, and the rest of the film is off to the races. Agent Yates throws an armada of psychopaths at Mike, who becomes more adept, bit by bit, at using every item in the room as a weapon. The climax takes place in a Walmart-type store, which is one step below the Equalizer's ultimate scene in a Home Depot for ready-made inanimate object lethality. John Leguizamo pops up for what passes as gangster in Lyman, West Virginia. He sells illegal fireworks out of his van and drops the N-word so much to people of any race, it seems to take a place of, "Hi, how are you?" Eisenberg, a slow-paced and thoughtful Mike, is not immediately believable. Eisenberg, from The Social Network and The End of the Tour, is known as hyper-articulate and twitchy. Watching him work in slow motion only to speed up again, slashing throats and mangling faces, is a bit of a stretch, but he holds his own. Bravo to director Nima Nourizadeh for giving characters who actually get hit in the face bruises and cuts. By the end, Mike and Phoebe resemble modern art. Writer Max Landis, who wrote 2012's outstanding Chronicle, trades in science fiction for a curious Bourne Identity knockoff about a guy who has no memory of his past but can clear a room full of bad guys. American Ultra isn't ho-hum because of the familiar territory. Amnesiac superagents will always work in my book. It's more the plotting pace and lack of exploration. Mike's backstory is thinner than believing Topher Grace is a high-ranking CIA superior. American Ultra is neither The Bourne Identity nor Pineapple Express, It's more Pineapple Express's angry younger brother. That is why I give American Ultra 2.5, out of 4 stars.
American Ultra is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, the Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.